Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, cloudy, high near 39. Right now in Kenosha, 35 degrees, 34 in Burlington, Milwaukee 35, 36 at this hour in Racine. Police in Racine responding early this morning to a handful of shots fired calls, at least two gunshot victims found, at least one related arrest made. All began just after 1 o'clock with a 911 call about multiple gunshots heard near 10th Street and Washington Avenue. Then a few minutes later, an officer told dispatch he was headed over to Ascension All Saints Emergency, a gunshot victim from around 11th Street and Irving Place. The related arrest was made about 30 minutes after that. Just before 2 a.m., Racine police were sent to near 17th Street and Grand Avenue for, again, multiple gunshots heard. Possibly related to the same call, a report a few minutes after that of a man with a gunshot wound to the leg seeking help at a residence at 20th and House Streets. Shell casings were then later found near 16th and Clark. And at about 2:15 this morning, on the opposite side of town, police were sent to the vicinity of the 4200 block of Erie Street. The report, 9 to 10 gunshots being heard. Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Supreme Moore Omukunde is calling for Sheriff David Clark to step down because of several recent deaths in the county jail. He's accusing Clark of traveling around the country for self-promotion instead of doing his job at home, and that the sheriff's office has not responded to several county board requests for details on the jail death investigations. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner Brian Peterson, meanwhile, says Sheriff Clark berated him on the phone for 20 minutes after speaking up about the jail deaths, Peterson claiming that Clark threatened to go after his medical license, something the sheriff's office says he did not do, even recording the phone call for proof of that. Well, she was standing on the bench just to be seen. Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen, who's not all that tall, launched the re-election to make that the recount of the presidential election balloting from, of course, November the 8th. That process for recounting the ballots, looking at them again, that started yesterday, and it's going to have to continue until December the 12th, if that is necessary. The ballot looked at yesterday at the courthouse. First floor conference room is where it was all taking place and will continue. A whole bunch of observers there to check things out. One of them, Joanne Carmen from Racine, she voted for Hillary Clinton. She's observing for the Green Party, just trying to make sure the vote count from the election day was accurate.
To make sure that all our votes are counted, and that I think that this election has really been tainted as far as outside sources.
Meanwhile, nearly 97,000 ballots cast in Racine County in the presidential election. They all have to be looked at. Again, till 8 p.m. December the 12th, that is the deadline for that recount to be taking place. President-elect Donald Trump could be coming back to Wisconsin within the next couple of weeks to say thank you. Right now, he's traveling the country, part of a campaign-style tour. Governor Walker indicating to a crowd in Green Bay, the president-elect is looking forward to returning to Wisconsin. And if the Racine County Board votes to put the proposed sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to a referendum, then County Executive Jonathan Delagrave indicates that plans are going to have to be developed to keep the county nursing home operating. Supervisor Bob Miller proposing the referendum. The executive committee will talk about it December the 14th. Delagrave, meanwhile, says the sale of the nursing home, that has been thoroughly studied.
The task force and the staff at the county has given a clear, transparent data and facts to the county board. And the county board ultimately is going to have to make a decision in the next few weeks based on the information they've gotten. And, you know, it'll go from there.
The resolution to sell the nursing home coming up at the December 20th county board meeting. Looks like Racine Unified's administration may be getting ready to share a new and improved plan for school start and end times. Board of Education's got a work session coming up next Monday night. The district's chief communications officer, Stacy Tapp, confirming the proposal will be shared first with the board, then with the public. It was last year that RUSD did an online survey of the community about the start and stop times for schools. Based on the results, the decision was made to wait for a year while revising the original plan based on feedback that came from families and students and staff. Been an uptick of late in the number of reported sightings of coyotes in and around the village of Wind Point. This is according to the December newsletter out to residents there. We're being advised not to feed the coyotes or any other wildlife and to keep their trash containers secured with tight lids. It's also been suggested that folks stay close to their pets when they are outdoors. S.C. Johnson has purchased a resort near Lac de Flambeau next to some property it already owns and uses as a vacation spot for its employees. State records indicate S.C.J. bought Wegner's Lazy Days Resort for $1.45 million. It's next to the company's Lighthouse Resort, which has 22 cabins and a lodge available for the workers. BizTimes indicating that the company declined to comment on what is planned for the Lazy Days property. S.C.J. purchased the Lighthouse Resort back in 1951. In the overall history of radio broadcasting in America, WRJN in Racine is one of the pioneers, soon to be celebrating 90 years of informing and entertaining the community. In just a few short days, WRJN will be turning 90 years old. And for the next week, you're going to be hearing feature reports on our newscast about just some of what was on the air over the last nine decades. Unfortunately, there are no recordings of those early times beginning in December 1926, when the concept of radio in Racine was just being created. Ken Hegard, though, was a staff announcer at WRJN from the 1930s into 1940. He mentioned live plays that he and the staff did during an interview in early 1981.
I remember Dick Conrad then was our program director, and the three or four of us would take over and do 10, 12 different parts in a half hour.
On our 80th anniversary live broadcast at Memorial Hall, 88-year-old Al Burgermeister talked about beginning with WRJN in 1936 and the work he did at studios we had at the time in Kenosha.
I was the junior announcer, and I did a melody matinee from 3 to 3:30 p.m. popular variety dance music.
Also in the 30s to around 1940, Herb Mann Jr.
We had play-by-play broadcasts. We had opinions of the passerby, the man on the street, right under the clock. We'll meet you at 12 o'clock.
And a very popular show that came along on WRJN, the Ladies' Air Journal with Isabel Monk.
The greatest highlights were when I interviewed Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt. I can see why she was known as the world's first lady.
And back in those early days, it was a lot of national network programming, like NBC's Fibber McGee and Molly, sponsored for many years by Racine's S.E. Johnson.
The Johnson Wax Administration Building, Molly. Frank Lloyd Wright designed it.
Frank Lloyd Wright is the great modern architect.
Isn't he the guy that designs waterfalls running through your living room and tornadoes through your checkbook?
It's these kinds of memories and more that you'll be hearing over the next week on our newscasts as we celebrate the 90th anniversary of WRJN, the fourth oldest radio station in the state of Wisconsin. Remember, WRJN newscasts available in podcast form on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.